My guest at this time is Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan. He is a co-founder of the House Freedom Caucus, and he is one of the leading members in opposition to the current form of the House Republican Health Care Replacement Plan. Congressman Jordan is offering competing legislation saying, let's do what we did in 2015 and actually repeal Obamacare, which is exactly what Republicans have promised to do in the past few election cycles. So we'll talk about where the debate stands right now and what he expects to happen. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
You bet, Greg. Good to be with you.
Well, obviously, you are not happy with the Ryan plan, which is also the Brady plan and the Walden plan, the House leadership plan. Is it the components of the plan or just the fact that it's not what was promised campaign after campaign, that it would be a full repeal and replacement?
No, it's both. It's both. I mean, we're not repealing Obamacare. Even people who are for it, like Charles Krauthammer, has said it's Obamacare light. It keeps the Obamacare structure, and that is not what we told the voters. And if you don't repeal Obamacare, you're never going to bring down the cost of insurance for middle class and working class families. So it is really that basic. Let's do what we said. That's what they sent us here to do. Let's actually repeal Obamacare. A clean and complete repeal is what we're after. This doesn't do it.
Why won't leadership do it? They did it 2 years ago.
Yeah, they're saying some people may not vote for that, which is amazing to me. During election time, you can do one thing, but once you get in office and it actually counts, then you can't. That's what drives voters crazy, and appropriately so. So we didn't tell the voters we were going to repeal Obamacare, but we were going to keep some of the taxes in place, which the speaker's plan does. We didn't say we're going to repeal Obamacare, but take the Medicaid expansion and extend it for several years, which the speaker's plan does. Now, we certainly didn't say we're going to repeal Obamacare and start this new program, refundable tax credits, and repeal Obamacare, but keep get rid of the mandate, but keep this 30% surcharge that we tell insurance companies you have to levy on people who don't maintain continuous coverage. So this is just Obamacare in a different format, and because of that, it will not bring down the cost of insurance. It will not bring down premiums, and therefore middle-class families are still going to see the ridiculous high levels they've seen over the last several years.
What's the status of your legislation, and do you think it'll ever come to the floor?
We'll see. I mean, when leadership is one thing I've learned a long time ago is when leadership is out there saying they have the votes, that means they probably don't have the votes. And based on what I know from our members of the Freedom Caucus and some other people, I do not believe they have the votes. So we'll see how negotiations go this week. What we want to do is simply, as I said before, we want to do what we told the voters we were going to do, what we promised them that we would do if they gave us the privilege to serve. And you think about the election in 2010, the election in 2014, the election in 2016, it was about this issue. So let's be consistent and do what we said.
We're talking with Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. And Congressman, I spoke with one of your Freedom Caucus colleagues last week, Dave Brad of Virginia, who is with you and wanting full repeal and replacement. When asked about where the votes could be, since he agrees with you that there's not enough votes for the current Republican plan and leadership either might be reluctant to bring yours up or have enough moderates who won't go along with full repeal, is there a middle ground here? And he thought there could be amendments, if they were allowed, that would allow for insurance regulation reform in order to allow greater competition, in order to strip the mandates so you don't have to have every possible thing in a plan. You can have some of those catastrophic plans. And also, he wants the regulation repeals in the legislation. Would that be acceptable to you?
Of course. We got to look at what's driving up cost. All the mandated regulations, the idea that every policy has to have this coverage, that coverage, and a whole list of coverages, that may not be what certain families want, and you're at different stages in life, you need coverage for different things. You have to allow that kind of flexibility and not mandate everything and not mandate this what we call guaranteed issue, that if someone comes to you, you have to give them a policy. That drives up the cost for everyone. So if you can get rid of those insurance regs, you will, in fact, bring down premium costs. Right now, the left likes to talk about, everyone has, so many people now have coverage. Well, they might have coverage, but they can't afford it. If they can afford the premiums, they can't afford the deductibles and the kind of policies they have. So let's tailor the policies, allow the marketplace to work so policies can be tailored to what families actually want.
What's been the communication like both between leadership and the Freedom Caucus and the White House and Freedom Caucus? It seems like there's been more of a charm offensive from the White House, but what's the dialogue been like?
Yeah, we've been communicating with everyone. The White House has been great. I mean, they've been willing to talk to us all the time, whether it's with the vice president, whether it's Secretary Price, Director Mulvaney. And frankly, we've had opportunities to meet with the president as well. And Chairman Meadows and I met with him just a week and a half ago. So we have appreciated the outreach to the White House. They've been willing to work with us. Our leadership, they initially talked about this binary choice, take it or leave it kind of approach, which is, I don't think, helpful. Since then, I think they've been more open to talk with us, probably driven by the fact that they don't have the votes. But we'll see how this week unfolds. What we're committed to do is what we told the voters we were going to do, and what we know is going to actually bring back affordable insurance. The left always wants to say, they view success as signing people up for government, Medicaid or government or Obamacare. Well, how we define success is, let's put in place the policies that make insurance affordable so that people can pick the plan that fits their needs. And that's what we're trying to get accomplished. So we're going to see how the next few days unfold.
One of the things that's developed, of course, is the strategy of these two different factions on the Republican side. For the leadership bill, it's a three-step approach as they lay it out. This legislation, Secretary Price doing what he can to roll back many of the regulations, and then a third piece of legislation, which would probably not go through reconciliation, would include the market-based reforms. From your perspective, the straight repeal would go through, and then a subsequent bill to replace. And your critics would say that you can't get the votes necessary for that, certainly on the Senate side. So how do you figure out how to get this all done?
Well, they voted for it before, even on the Senate side. So the one thing we know about our plan is it's passed before. This one has never, and phase two and phase three, if you follow the leadership strategy, that's a joke, because we know phase two is going to get tied up in court. I mean, think about this. You saw what the judges, what the courts have done on President Trump's executive order on the travel ban. You've seen how he reworked it, come back with something we know is consistent with the law, and where's that right now? It's tied up in court. So to think that the left is not going to take Obamacare and tie it up in court is just ridiculous. Of course. So this idea that Secretary Price is going to be able to solve this stuff, some of this stuff with regulatory changes, going to be tied up in court. And then phase three is going to require 60 votes. That's a joke, too. So the only thing that the only plan that makes sense is the one we're putting forward. Let's do a clean repeal.
And then what? Because there's another bill that would eventually have to replace it, right? Could you get 60 votes focusing on the market reforms?
Well, you can do a couple things. You could put more into reconciliation and challenge the parliamentarian and try to do more with 51 votes. We're in favor of that because this is, you know, some arbitrary definition. There is no definition of what qualifies and what can fit under reconciliation rules and what can't. Or you could look to get 60 votes on something later and say, because there are some elements of how Obamacare should be replaced after we've completely repealed it, that across state lines, there's the allowing interstate shopping for insurance. There's nothing that says Democrats may not support that. So there's some things you may be able to get accomplished that will actually help further bring down the cost of insurance and be good for the marketplace. So you can see that. But to say that this is a three-step plan the way the speaker's laid out just doesn't make sense in my mind.
This obviously calls for some speculation. We talked about why you think they didn't bring back the repeal. Why do you think they went with this bill? If they come to the same logic that phase three probably isn't going to happen, and phase two would have problems.
Yeah, you'd have to ask them. It's frustrating to me because this is not what we told the voters. It's just simply not what we told the American people. In three of the last four elections where this was a central issue, and they elected us to make this change. So for us to not do that I just think it's just wrong. So we'll see. Let's hope we can get it right this week and do the right thing on Thursday.
Do you think something's going to happen in the next month?
It better, because that's what we told the American people we're going to do. But the only thing worse than doing nothing is doing the wrong thing. And I think right now this is not the right way to go.
What's your read from the White House? Are they willing to go with some of those ideas that you and Congressman Brad have identified?
We'll see. You know, the president said he was the president's been great to work with. And he said this week that, you know, he was behind this plan. But I think the White House would be supportive if we can get the right kind of changes that are going to bring down the cost of insurance and get the votes for that. I think that would make a lot of sense. So we'll see. Again, as I said several times, we'll see how it plays out. We got some pretty good debate, I think, going to happen here the next few days.
Very good. Congressman, we'll certainly be watching. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you, brother. Take care.
You bet. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan represents his state's 4th congressional district, former chairman and co-founder of the House Freedom Caucus, and he's also sponsoring clean repeal legislation of Obamacare. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.